Anything new in terms of dose dense therapy? Any new data sets or trials out there?
In the last 12 months, we've seen the publication of the Recover 60 trial. This was important from two points of view. One is it finally put to rest the question of 6 versus 8 cycles of CHOP. In both CHOP and rituximab and CHOP, 6 cycles was as good as 8. And it's important because many of the patients with large cell lymphoma are over the age of 60, and sparing them an additional 100 milligrams per meter squared of doxorubicin is not a trivial undertaking. And if it's really not necessary to give 8 shouldn't be given. But that was actually a secondary finding from that study. The primary question of that study was the German large cell lymphoma study group had demonstrated previously that CHOP given on a 14-day schedule compared to CHOP given on a 21-day schedule provided a superior outcome. In fact, the suggestion was that CHOP 14 looked a lot like the Gila result with R-CHOP 21. So it raised a significant question. Does increasing the dose density overcome the need for adding rituximab to the regimen? So the Recover 60 trial asked that question directly. Again, this is for patients over the age of 60. And patients were randomly assigned to receive CHOP 14 or rituximab in CHOP 14. And what has been demonstrated is that there's a statistically significant improvement in progression-free and overall survival in favor of the dose-dense rituximab-based therapy. Of course, this raises a third question, and that is R-CHOP 14 better than R-CHOP 21? You can't really do it by inference. That's not fair. You need to do it by direct comparison. And about 400 of the 640 patients that are necessary to answer that question have already been accrued and randomized to a Gila study that is looking at that question of R-CHOP 14 versus R-CHOP 21. And we're hopeful that the data will accrue fast enough that we'll see it in 2008, but it may be beyond that.
Any predictions?
It's hard to know. The R-CHOP 14 data looks very good, but it's very difficult to compare data sets, even when you normalize for prognostic factors. And my feeling is best to wait for the trial result. At Memorial, we chose to use the R-CHOP 14 for our clinical study because of some retrospective data we had generated that R-CHOP 14 seemed to improve outcome by about 10 or 15%. It could be done and it was safe, and it built on another very large dose-dense trial that we had done called the NHL 15, which also used a dose-intense regimen. And what we call 01142 treatment regimen, or the sequential dose-dense CHOP followed by ICE, was designed for younger patients who are transplant eligible. For the older patient, our standard is still R-CHOP 21, and in fact, our clinical trial of R-CHOP 21 followed by radioimmunotherapy is based on that we believe that R-CHOP 21 is the standard.